Sarah Miller. This is Innovation Hub. So what was the last thing that you liked on Facebook? I asked a few friends this question, and what I heard back was cute dogs, posts about friends moving, and pictures of cute kids. Well, it turns out that some people, not the people I asked, but some people, are paid to like things on Facebook. And if you're one of them, you will like pretty much anything. Director Garrett Bradley looked at the booming market for buying likes in her film, which is aptly titled Like. It's about to screen at the Los Angeles Film Festival. And to make it, she traveled to the place where an extraordinarily high number of likes come from, Bangladesh. Garrett, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know if most people realize that you can buy likes. So explain a little bit what that market looks like.
Well, the market looks like a lot of different things. You know, I can speak, I'll sort of start, I guess, specifically with Bangladesh, which is that when I had originally embarked on this journey to tell this story, I had actually pitched it as a sweatshop labor scenario, that this was something that people didn't know about, that a lot of Westerners were paying people outside of the country, in Southeast Asia predominantly, to generate likes for them, and that this was, you know, that they were getting paid very little money and that they had horrible working conditions. And this was based on things that I had read in, you know, legitimate news platforms. And then when we got to Dhaka, when we got to Bangladesh, which is where 40% of a lot of this activity happens, it was like a 360. It was a completely different scenario. It was maybe one of the better jobs that a person could get. Huh. It was a lot of young, college-educated men who, you know, didn't want to do physical labor. And also, because the market is so crowded to become a doctor or a lawyer, you know, there were, employment is few and far between. So the internet, which, you know, there's a great accessibility to the internet in other parts of the, I mean, in Dhaka and Bangladesh, I should say.
Right.
And so it's almost like a no-brainer. Well, I can work for myself. I don't have a boss. I can work from home. I can work for 5 minutes. I can work for 3 hours. There's a real sense of autonomy there that I think resonates with people, particularly young people.
It sounds like a very boring job. I mean, you're talking about a bunch of college-educated people doing this. I mean, if somebody said to you, for the next couple hours, just sit there and like things on Facebook and do that every day, and they're not necessarily things you like. It's not like you are liking the wedding pictures of all your friends. You're just liking random stuff. That doesn't sound very intellectually stimulating.
Well, yeah, so it gets pretty deep, I'll be honest with you, because I think that on one hand, some of the people that I spoke with felt a great sense of pride, actually, in the work that they were doing, in the sense that, you know, they are generating something that is in high demand and that is really needed by people, by individuals or by companies, whether you're, you know, selling face lotion or a band. How people perceive you is based on how many people like you, right? Likes beget likes. And so these people who are working in Bangladesh, a lot of them are in a position now where they are contributing and helping people get what they need and what they want. I mean, and that's those aren't my words. Those are the words of some people that I spoke with who felt that they were in a position of control, actually.
You have said, and I think this number is right, that there are more than 4 billion likes every day on Facebook. Is that right?
I believe that was in 2013. I can't
speak
for this year.
Okay, so it's probably more now.
Yeah.
how does Facebook feel about so many likes maybe being bought and so many likes coming out of, honestly, this one city in Bangladesh, which is a really extraordinary situation?
I can't speak for Facebook, obviously, but I can say that I think they're attempts to create their own branded platforms for this demand, like boosts, campaigns, promotions, paid likes, is in direct response to the fact that there is an alternative market that they're aware of and that they're losing money, and that that money that's going to those other places like Dhaka and Bangladesh, they would like to see in their own pockets, for lack of a better word. So, I mean, I don't know if it's, I think it's, you know, it's business. It's all big business. And they're, you know, Facebook is very much aware of that. And I don't think that they're going to let something just sort of exist through their platform without benefiting from it.
How much do you see a dismantling of the very brisk business that's happening in DACA? Like, how much is that going to fall apart, do you think, over the next, you know, year or two, maybe?
Well, it isn't. I think it's important to note that it isn't illegal. So there really aren't many grounds for it to be banished. So if you go to our Facebook page, you know, Unofficial Like Movie on Facebook,
right,
you'll see we have almost 4,000 likes. And if you look at who those likes are from, you'll see that most of them are from Bangladesh.
Hmm.
And so what Facebook does... And
now,
what
is that because you paid for them?
We did pay for them.
Okay.
Yeah. We paid for them. And then since we've stopped paying for them, we've continued to generate likes.
Okay.
Right? So, and I think that's a key point because, again, it goes into the idea. It's this sort of like high school mentality of who's cool. The cool kid has tons of people around them. And as long as those people are around them, they will continue to be cool. But if they don't have people around them, then they aren't cool anymore. Right? Mm. It's the same idea that we're dealing with on the internet here and with advertising and with product placement.
Let me go back for a second to the actual experience, you know, of the people who are paid to like things. Can mm-hmm. you give me a sense of, you know, you talked about in the beginning thinking, oh, this is going to be a sweatshop situation. These people are going to be in really, really poor conditions and be very unhappy. Can you talk a little bit about what your day is like if one of the things you do to make money is like things on Facebook in Bangladesh?
I mean, Jewel, for instance, who was one of the main subjects in the film, he's a painter, and he had tried to be a lawyer. His parents were very adamant about that when he was in school, and it just his heart was not there. He wasn't interested in it. So he'll wake up in the morning and he'll go on Facebook for his own purposes, just to interact and engage with people from all over the world. You know, he talks about his friends that he has from in Japan and all over the place, and that's real. That has real value to him. He'll have some tea. He'll have some breakfast. He'll leave his house. He'll take three different modes of transportation to go into the central part of the city. He lived a little bit outside of Dhaka. And he works in a building that is relatively empty, has lots of natural light, two computers in a room. There was a guy who brings him tea whenever he needs it, every 3 hours or so. He takes cigarette breaks. And then he goes home and paints.
Where do you see this going? Is the market for likes getting bigger in Bangladesh? Is it getting trickier because, you know, Facebook is just sort of more onto the situation and shining more of a spotlight and trying to trim it down? Or is it migrating to a different country? Like, what do you see?
Well, we, in the process of making the film, we actually did a bunch of interviews with people in New York who kind of specialized in thinking about technology and culture. And Jesse Hempel at Wired was one of the interviewees that we spoke with. And she had some really brilliant ideas about this whole thing as a concept. And one thing she said that really resonated, for me at least, was that we're moving more and more in a direction of artificial intelligence, and that this is still kind of like the analog version mm-hmm. of what is to come.
Mm-hmm.
That soon people like Jewel will be replaced by ourselves as individuals through cookies and through Google indexing our own desires and interests. And so we will essentially be looking at ourselves as a mirror constantly. It's always going to be in reflection to our past interests or potential interests and not so much in relationship to other people, if that makes sense.
Hmm. Garrett Bradley is the director of the film Like, about buying likes on Facebook. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can find out more about Garrett Bradley's film Like at our website, innovationhub.org.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.